I'm going to offer a guided meditation, and then we'll sit for a little while in silence. So there is nothing that we experience which is outside of awareness. All experience arises in awareness. And so, as we sit and come home to the body, feel the body, be present in the body with this, in this space of awareness. And see if you can notice in this space of awareness this sense of believing in a self, this sense of ego, this sense of somehow I am in a kind of objectified way. Just getting a sense of that. Just see if you can recognize that sense. Maybe the one who is feeling some confusion or some pain or some resistance. And just notice it. And just by noticing it, just by seeing how it is in awareness, it begins to shift, and new energies come in. And we can perhaps, to a certain extent, just feel that in that space of awareness, that there's a something of a melting or a dissolving of this identification with this self. And there can be just this resting in openness and spaciousness in awareness. And in this resting, in this just being, we experience a sense of reconnection, a sense of coming home. And it may be just a little bit, or may come and go, or maybe not at all. But it can be an invitation to experience this at another time. And so in this space, in this openness, we can look at some of the ways that this sense of separate self gets contracted into, that the way we get pulled into this sense of separate self. And there are four words that I'm going to talk about, and then just in this space, in this openness, just resting in being, in stillness, in silence, in space. Just receive the word past. Past. You know, thinking about your story, the story you hold about past, just in a general way. And how does that feel in you? Notice how that feels in you. Does it evoke gratitude, nostalgia, disappointment, regret? Just a felt sense. Maybe there are just some images or flickering feelings. And notice if there is a feeling that has a certain weight. So this is, so if you do connect with something like that, like, you know, oh, regret, or oh, self-blame, or loss. So this is how, you know, the sense of self becomes hardened into a structure. Somehow, you know, oh, I'm stuck with this. This is who I am. And then that sense of separation kind of coagulates, and we become something, some particular kind of person. So just holding that in your heart, the emotional resonance of whatever it is, a word, a feeling, an image about past. What is the felt sense of that? Notice where it's felt. Notice if it's warm, if it feels cold, if it feels hard or soft. Does it glow? Does it feel sticky or brittle or prickly? Is there a sinking feeling? Just what is that experience of the word past? And so just being present with that bodily sense, feeling into the bodily sense, relaxing around it, and giving it space to move, to release. And we can widen our sense of the body, widen the sense of body so that it includes the earth, you know, so that this felt sense becomes grounded. We can include this still, stable place, this grounded place, and we can just let it flow. We can let it open and flow in the body. So not in any way pushing something to happen, but just staying present with it as we give it space, as we give this felt sense a sense of space and openness, unconditional presence. It does move, it does shift, it opens up, it Maybe it moves somewhere else in the body, or the feeling changes. Just stay with that, and with an open heart as much as possible. Just notice what happens. And there's a sense of kindness in our attention, acceptance, kindness, compassion, appreciation. And so I'm going to bring another word into our awareness now. So that word is future. Future when I get home, or next week, or when I retire, or when I have to have a meeting with somebody. So notice again how that word, future, just feels in the body. When I have to move. How does that word future feel in the body? Does it feel open? Does it feel joyful? Does it feel... Is there a sense of dread or uncertainty? What parts of the body seem to get activated? And what is the activation that happens? So open the field. Open the field of awareness into a space that doesn't feel activated. Give that felt experience room to move, to change, to flow downward, to flow upward. So remember that we're not actually experiencing the past or the future. We're experiencing how those thoughts about past and the future are held in the body in this moment. We're experiencing the awareness and the manifestation of whatever is manifesting, a pattern, a movement of the heart. So as you feel this felt sense of future, bring these these qualities of awareness, of space, of stillness, of silence. So finding some sense of stability in the groundedness of the body, in the stillness of just sitting on the earth, in the openness of space. see if there's a way of engaging with these thoughts, with these feelings, which doesn't feel so driven, which feels it can give it space to move, to be received. So another very potent thought to evoke feelings that are perhaps in the moment latent but are there is just thinking of self, myself, and others. So first of all, you know, when I think, you know, myself, you know, of course, the sense of me comes up with past and future as well. But just, you know, me as a sense of who I am as a self. How do I think of myself as a self? And how do I feel that in the body? Where do I feel that? Does it feel tight? Does it feel heavy and sad? Do I feel like I don't belong? I don't fit. There's no place for me. And of course, that's also bringing in others, because we think of ourselves in relation to others. If there are strong feelings that come up as you think, as you let the word self resonate in you, or others resonate in you, and you find that there are some strong reactions, you can just open your eyes a little bit, let in more light, let in more sense of space. Connect with what's not being activated, what feels more grounded, more solid. Maybe feeling the breath can help with this connecting and receiving and holding. And as we contemplate self or others, there may be other very pleasant and beautiful forms or expressions which come into resonance in the body, gratitude, love, appreciation, admiration. And what is the quality of that? How does that resonate in the body? And how does it move? Does it have a different kind of energy? So we can experience these forms, these structures that are in the body, that have kind of, in a way, solidified in the body, that are held. We can experience them as kind of waveforms or kind of a vortex in which an energy has been held and perhaps become more structured or solid. And so we can just, as we become familiar with being present in the body, we can learn to just allow these to soften, to move, to be expressed and perhaps flow, without pushing, without forcing, without feeling that something should happen, but simply by giving this sense of space, this stability or stillness, and this silence, not entering into story or conversation or struggle with an idea of what this is, just really staying with a very direct and body experience. Sometimes these just gradually begin to move through us. So there's a kind of a meeting with kindness. You could ask the question to yourself, how does this feeling about future live in me in this moment? How does this feeling about past, how does it vibrate in me? How do these feelings about self and others, how are they held in the body? And can this compassionate opening into space simply invite these forms to move? So really being with it with compassion. And this really opens our heart. We need to have a big heart. We need to have a big heart to receive what life brings us, to receive all those in our lives who also are living with all that life brings them. And just this opening, this receptivity, this presence with is stretching. It's a kind of stretching to of the heart, just to stay present. just this gentle encouragement of the heart to be with, to open to stretch, to become bigger. To open to everyone, to all life. There's a saying in the Buddhist texts, a heart as wide as the world. Another short poem by Rumi. If God said, Rumi, pay homage to everything that has helped you enter my arms. There would not be one experience of my life, not one thought, not one feeling, not any act I would not bow to.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.